Blue Wire.
Let's fuck this shit.
It's only a game. Why do you have to be mad?
Well, would you like to take some calls?
I would love to take some calls.
Well, joke's on you, because I'm going to start by reading you this text.
Okay, I'm ready.
Strap in. Hey, bunnies. Because of Jamie Benn liking those Candace Owens tweets, it's obvious Christina needs a new team. I would like to formally submit my application for the Winnipeg Jets. We have itemized list coming for you. Ultimate All dad right. and Black Lives Matter supporter Blake Wheeler. King Pierre-Luc Dubois, who liked a bunch of anti-Trump tweets and wanted out of Columbus because of his QAnon teammates. First of all, that makes it sound like one of his teammates is Q. Could be.
Something to think about.
Laurent Brossois, hottest backup in the league. That's true.
It's true.
Mark Scheifele, a dashing Dane in Nikolai Ehlers, and underrated goal scorer Kyle Connor. Neil Pionk, who we all thought was terrible because of the Trouba trade, but has turned out to be good. A good prospects pool with Cole Perfetti, Ville Heinola, and Dylan Sandberg. Also, we're a competitive team, but everyone thinks our window is closed after making the Western Conference Finals. So you're certainly not bandwagon jumping, but we have a chance to win it all. Christina, for this reason and many more, on behalf of the Winnipeg Jets organization, we would all love for you to join us on this journey. Go Jets, go. What is your reaction?
Wow, I have like chills from like listening to all that just because it's such an impassioned
true analysis.
I know. Listen, I actually watch a lot of Jets games. I actually really like the Jets.
We've been on the Peg City hype train.
We stay on the Peg City hype train. I love Neil Pionk because whenever I hear his name, I have this like Pavlovian reaction where I also have to yell Pionk just because it's like such, it's like got such like an onomatopoeia to it.
When you drop like a perfectly round stone in a pond, that's the noise it makes.
A Pionk. Great team. I would say that they're like my second favorite. Well, oh my God, I almost said second favorite team in the Central Division. Like we're in real time.
Like we're in a real year where things still matter, right?
I think that like this is the year that they might actually get pretty far just because the fucking North is so bad.
But I think that like they're not being talked about. Silent but deadly, the Winnipeg Jets. But their season is going pretty well so far. They are 15-8-1. Listen, I've heard all the hype about the Oilers. I've heard it. I'm listening to it. I respect it. They are ahead of the Oilers. They are ahead of the Montreal Canadiens. They are heavy favorites to make the playoffs. Do I think they're as offensively talented as the Leafs? Probably not. But with a little shine and a little grit and good luck.
Maybe some trade deadline stuff.
Yeah. That they can really be competitive. They also have Connor Hellebuck, which I am just kind of vaguely surprised was not on this list of reasons to support the Jets, seeing as he is, to me, not only the best goalie in the division by far, but top two goalies in the league.
Maybe he's like secretly racist. That's why she didn't put him on there.
Don't wish that on him.
I'm sorry, Connor. I know you're not.
I think everybody stopped talking about Connor Hellebuck because he won the Vezina last year.
I forgot about that.
Well, because it happened in fake time.
Oh, right. Of course. Duh.
But the Jets, like, we're on board with the Jets.
Right. We're on board. We're strapped in. We have, like, the little oxygen mask. We got it.
We have the oxygen mask.
It's a bumpy ride.
Okay. I have a question for you about the Jets that I was talking about with one of my friends this week. Are they underrated the hottest team in the NHL?
Interesting. No, because they have Kyle Connor.
I disagree, because I think Kyle Connor is cute.
You say that just to antagonize me, I feel like.
I don't. I think he is cute. You know what?
What?
Agree to disagree. To counter that, I will just say Blake Wheeler.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
If you're telling me the combined power of Blake Wheeler, Pierre-Luc Dubois, Mark Scheifele, for those who partake, like literally Laurent Brossois, who is maybe the most... I can't believe we didn't talk about him as being one of the most handsome guys
in the NHL
last week. Whoops. But again, like Winnipeg, silent but deadly. I really do think that they are, they might be the hottest team.
They just make them different in Winnipeg. Something in the air.
Hey, bunnies.
Sorry in advance for how unhinged this call is. I'm at the pandemic wall, and I'm Chrissy. But I wanted to weigh in on the Sidney Crosby plastic surgery because he broke his jaw in 2013 when, like, I don't know, in an Islanders game or something. And when they, like, reconstructed his jaw fully, like, with wire and whatever. And which I think is not that far off from what actual plastic surgery is. So, like, he basically had plastic surgery and then lost the rest of his baby fat and has looked hot ever since. And that's why that happened. They built him a better jawline. Second, my question for you guys, you gals, I've been thinking about this for like a week. Who are your favorite brothers in the NHL? It was the Svechnikov brothers loving each other that made me think about this. But I want to know who your favorite is based on vibes alone. Cannot stress how unimportant actual hockey ability is in this. I'm going to have to go ahead and say the Tkachuk brothers for their just agent of chaos quality. Would love to hear your thoughts on this. Love you guys. Bye.
All right. So what I'm hearing from the first half of this call is that all I need to do is get my jaw broken really badly.
Yeah. Like if I just get like my face crushed, that means I get a new face? That doesn't seem like that bad of a deal.
No, it really doesn't. When I think about how much emotional pain I've been through, a little physical pain would probably be good for my development.
Right. And it's like in our heroine's arc, our heroine's journey, yes. We need to get disfigured so that we can be beautiful again.
We are the main characters and we do need to have a life-threatening accident. No, this makes total sense. Also, we've had now multiple people call in with this story.
I'm glad to know we're right.
Yeah, I'm glad to know that we were right about him being altered cosmetically. Good for him.
Altered? It makes it sound like he got circumcised. He's Canadian.
Maybe he did that too.
I don't know if they, I don't know if they do that up there.
And I'd rather not
know.
Yeah,
please don't. So. Please don't tell us.
Who are your favorite brothers in the NHL?
That's so hard.
The Svechnikov game was so cute.
It was
they
precious.
Were so wholesome.
I'm glad that they let him play for that one.
For me, underrated best brothers in the league might be the Stahl brothers. Because there's just so many of them.
Have you ever seen one of their family pictures?
Yes. And they're kind of like
they're insane.
Eldritch horror characters. They look weird and they are weird and they all grew up on a farm together. Mm-hmm. They give me very Letterkenny vibes, where I'm like, the three of you should be triplets.
Yes.
You should be comedic relief in a television show. They're the Powerpuff Girls.
They are, except awful and long.
I can't believe Mark Stahl is in Detroit now. That's so wretched.
I'm trying to think of, like, underrated brothers in the NHL.
Oh, God. Matthew Joseph and P.O. Joseph.
I have no idea who those guys are.
I am about to rock your world, young lady.
Uh-oh.
Matthew Joseph plays for the Lightning, and his younger brother, Pierre, I think it's Pierre Olivier, but he goes by P.O.
Cool.
He is playing his first year in Pittsburgh, and they are, when I tell you these men are so fine.
Uh-oh.
They are so handsome.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They are quite handsome. I've seen these guys. They are babies.
Yeah, I think Matthew Joseph is probably...
He's 24.
He must be 24. Yeah.
Anyone who's younger than me is an infant, as you know.
But I think they are a very underrated pair of brothers.
Properly rated pair of brothers, properly rated is awesome, are PK and Malcolm.
PK, Malcolm, and Jordan.
And Joel? And I forgot one. I forgot.
That's okay. I think Jordan's playing in Austria right now because he was with the Toronto Marlies for a while. He's like, I'm on vacation. Please leave me alone.
The Tanevs, good brothers.
Oh my God, the Tanevs, such good brothers.
They have like just opposite brother vibes to me. Chris seems very chill.
Yes.
The other one seems...
Brandon seems insane.
Just from that picture alone. There was something wrong with them. Why are there so many brothers in hockey? Is that normal? I feel like there aren't that many brothers in other sports.
I think a lot of it is like when you think about how inaccessible hockey is
True.
As a sport, just the cost alone and also the places in which it's popular, you're going to have families that go all in. And also have the money to do so, or you're going to have like a former professional hockey player who has a bunch of sons and just forces them all to play hockey until they become NHL players.
The Tkachuk family. Yes.
Yes. Hello. Hello, Keith Tkachuk. What's up?
Can you imagine if Keith Tkachuk had like a nerd son?
Yeah, he did. It's Quinn Hughes.
I can't imagine being Quinn Hughes and living in that house with Brady and Matthew.
I didn't know he lived there.
I think when they were in coming up and doing training together.
Cute. Awful.
Mm-hmm. Awful.
I want to be there.
The Hughes brothers, I think, also properly rated.
Yes.
Jack Hughes doesn't exist to me. It's only Quinn.
He's good. I've watched a lot of, like, Devils games.
Good for him. After last season, he deserves it. Poor guy.
Very overrated brothers, just because I think they're boring. Stroms. Boring.
Stroms? Very boring in a way that's almost charming to me. I can't believe Dylan Strom is having a kid.
Oh my god, I know! Babies having babies.
Between that and the Travis Konecny having a kid.
That one was like... That just reminds me of, like, he just looks like a guy who works at the gas station who just got his girlfriend pregnant. You know what I mean? Very,
yeah,
very charming
it.
Vibes. Yes, exactly.
Okay, everybody needs to stop having kids. Let's just take it easy right now. There's
right.
a lot in flux.
Also, it's bad for the environment.
That's our official stance on kids is don't have them. Let's take one more call.
Okay.
Hi, bunnies. Last week's question on who is objectively the hottest player in the NHL was a great one. Made my wife laugh a lot, some of the choices. Who is the ugliest? I'd like to know your guys' opinions on who is objectively the worst looking National Hockey League player. I'll hang up and listen.
This is hard, because I don't want to be mean. Just kidding. I've already thought about this.
I don't think any of them are ugly. They have beautiful souls and spirits.
That is not true. I know that you don't think of that.
Who do you think it is? I know who mine is.
I know who mine is, but, like, you're going to disagree with me.
Well, say who it is.
It's Brad Marchand.
Oh, I don't care if you... I think a lot of people would agree with you.
He's an ugly man, but, like, he's got an energy, but, like, he's objectively very ugly looking and ugly acting.
I don't think anybody is objectively ugly, first of all, because you're always going to... There's always going to be somebody who's attracted to you.
Sure, there's miss...
That being said, the ugliest player in the league to me is Patrick Kane.
Yeah, that hairline's real bad.
For a lot of reasons, none of them cosmetic. I do want to give a shout out to Patrick Kane's PR team, who have been working 24/7 this week to make this man's 1,000th NHL game be a thing,
mm-hmm.
which included putting out some sort of like ASMR / meditation video of him counting backwards from 1,000.
Interesting.
That's all it is. They're like, let Patrick Kane's voice put you to sleep. Let it relax you. I'm like, don't put Patrick Kane's sleep and me in the same sentence ever, first of all.
I think people just want him to be a bigger deal than he is because he's American. That's my theory.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But joke's on you. He's a bad person.
That's right. And he's ugly.
His soul is ugly. And his hairline is bad.
Thank you. Shall I take us out?
You shall.
If you have any questions or suggestions for next week's episode, please hit our line at 774-318-6952. You can text us as well. Follow us on Twitter at @puckbunnies_pod and on Instagram at @puckbunniespod. Please, 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 please rate and review the show on the platform of your choice. It is the only way to make sure that I receive your messages. And if you're so inclined, please support us on Patreon at patreon.com/puckbunnies. I'm Christina.
I'm Audrey.
And this has been Puck Bunnies.
Wow, you got to do it twice.
I know, I stole it from you.
Here's the thing, you nailed it both times.
Thank
I'm proud
you.
Of you.
Thank you so much.
Bye, guys.
Bye.